podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
You know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootoRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com/radio, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, DencoRadio.ca, and I feel like I might have missed MegaRockRadio.net. That's a long list. It keeps getting longer. I love it. With me tonight are the guys from Wretched Hive. What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Bill?
What's up, guys?
And they are joining us for episode number 459 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. They are hanging out in what looked like probably their practice room. Is that where you guys are?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm perceptive. So they are rookies to Skype and to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, so we're going to treat them the same way we treat everybody. We're going to start off with an easy question for you, though. And this is probably the one that is most like you would get from any interview. And then from there, it'll get a little wonky.
Bring it.
Okay. So the first question is, where did the name Wretched Hive come from?
Well, anybody that's a sci-fi fan should know that. Mr. Obi-Wan Kenobi, never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
I knew I recognized that when I listened to the song, and I couldn't place it. That's when he's...
Yeah, original Star Wars, man. Yeah. First one.
When they go looking for the pilot, for Han.
Yep.
I can't believe that didn't click. Although I did tell you guys I was old earlier, so you have to bear
with me. Yeah, Mos Eisley.
Okay, so if I were to take a trip with Wretched Hive, go out on tour with you, what would the soundtrack of that tour be as we were going from city to city?
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
I feel like that would vary from black metal to...
Not Minotaur.
Yeah, to 80s pop, to hair metal.
I believe...
And everything in between.
When we were in Philadelphia, Pat here had some Cinderella.
Oh, yeah.
Blasting up through the speakers. Yeah. That was really awesome.
Cinderella? That doesn't seem like the right...
Although, Ash metal to Cinderella.
We love it all, man.
I am. This is...
Hair metal has the best riffs. You got to just stick with it, you know?
Let's continue along those lines. What local bands do you guys like to listen to?
Gray Walker's one.
I just played that last week.
I really like Serpent Lord a lot.
I'll give a shout out to Leprosy too.
I was in a band with the singer from Post Mortal Possession. I've been playing in death metal bands forever, so those guys are definitely on my list.
See, those ones seem to fit the bill a little more.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I was expecting to hear.
Well, those are bands to play with, not listen. Well, yeah, we listen to them, but right. As far as national acts, we're all over the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if I think about myself, I kind of am too.
Road trips take a long time. You got to switch it up a little bit. You know? Can't be blading ears the whole way.
That's one of my favorite covers to listen to. You guys know Terry Lee Spencer? He was in Hybrid at one point, but he went by a different name. Anyway, he does a cover of The Good Old Boys, The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, nice.
I absolutely love it, and he gets annoyed because I ask him to play it every time I see him. That's like my the Skinner song, Play Free Bird. That's it.
Leonard Skinner is the reason why I play guitar.
Free Bird is?
Actually, yes. Yeah. I distinctly remember my parents were divorced. I was driving from my dad's house to my mom's house on my 15th birthday, and Free Bird came on the radio. And I was like, I don't know what is making that noise, but I want to do that.
See, that's perfect. let me ask you guys this question. At what moment did you realize you wanted to be in a band since he brought that up?
Well, for me, my dad played in bands. I grew up with guys playing in my basement since I was born. I used to take the drums, the drummers would break their drumsticks and just kind of throw them to the side. I'd go get them and duct tape them back together. So for me right then and there, that's what I wanted to do.
And he hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah, pretty much the same story for me too, man. My old man played in, 80s, classic rock cover bands and stuff. And I always had it in my basement, they'd have full blown, keys, keyboard players, different racks of keyboards, and they would do REO Speedwagon and Rush and, Asia and Yes and all this progressive rock stuff. And, it was just kind of beat into my head to try to keep up with my dad, but it took me a long time to really try. I probably till I was like 15 till I actually started getting serious and trying to actually play the damn thing,
Yeah, my buddy used to have like jam sessions and stuff, and I would just yell into the mic and stuff, and a couple of the old people from Hellisher was there and they asked me to try out, and I was probably about 15 and I got into that, and then it's been taking off ever since. Just the screamer yelling into the mic. I was never like classically trained or anything. It was yell.
Make some racket.
Yep.
Make some noise. So I want to know about an embarrassing moment that happened on stage for your band, but you're not allowed to tell me about how you embarrassed yourself. You have to tell me how someone in the band embarrassed you while you were playing together.
I've got a great story. And it's a great story, but it's a terrible story. Rich here, he lives down in the South Side. And one night, we were down there and we were drinking a little bit, having a little bit of fun. And I'm walking back to the car and I see this, what I thought, when you see those like little slow kids, the little bright yellow kids you see, like, so, people know to slow down, there's kids playing and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought what I seen was one of those, because like I said, we had a couple drinks and stuff. And so as I'm walking back to the car, I grab this thing. And like, the next morning I come out to my garage. I'm like, what is this thing doing? Like, where'd this come from? It's like this little plastic dog. And I don't know what this is, but I apparently stole that from a little kid. I feel really terrible about it.
Living at the practice spot.
So for the first, 4 or 5 Wretched Hive shows, they used to, bring this out and set it right beside my drum set just to like kind of remind me of how awful of a person I
am. It kind of became the band mascot.
Yeah.
And actually, was it Heidi from Heidi and the Hellcats? We played a show.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob had the brilliant idea of having a little competition to name the dog. And it was either Greg from Heidi and the Hellcats or Heidi, but somebody came up with Augie Iris. So that is his name.
Augie Iris.
Nice.
Let's see. Where can I go from that?
Yeah, that's a hard one.
See, the thing is, we've had a lot of embarrassing stories, but they're normally with the other bands that we've played with together previously. So I guess they don't.
Nah.
Well, don't tell Matt and Steve, but I think we butchered like all of our songs, like every time we play
on the sideboard. Oh, sideboard, yeah. We just don't have very good luck on the sideboard.
I mean, we've really had like a couple instances where it was just like messed up really bad. And that's probably the most embarrassing thing that can happen to us.
Oh, yeah, right.
When you mess up your own song.
That's back when we did a show live here, I used to have to tell bands all the time, like we would go and I go off the live stream and I play music. They're like, oh, I really messed that up. I'm like, nobody knows it. Don't tell them.
Right, right. These were cases where I'm pretty sure they knew, you know.
Yeah. complete stalker.
Hey, before I forget, I do want to mention the first two songs that I played before we got into the interview. We opened things up with Nine Stitch Method and their song Black Sheep, and then some Control Mechanism from Oceans to Ash. So, all right. So for those of you that were listening at the beginning, before we started chatting, that's what you heard. And you can find them on Facebook, and Oceans to Ash is definitely oceanstoash.com. I know that because I kind of taught their guitarist how to set up his website. So there's that. What I want to do next, and this is the reason I brought up the music. I want you guys to tell me a little about your song Twaffle, and kind of try and keep it PG-13 if you can. Because I have a feeling that's a merge of two words.
you would be completely right. We won't say what the first one is, but the other one is Waffle.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But the song, I don't think the song, the lyrics at least, don't really necessarily
have
much to do with the...
No, they do. Yeah, they definitely do.
Let's go this route. Tell me about the recording process of the song Twaffle.
Okay, well, thanks to modern technology, finally got set up with my own home studio that I've been trying to do since I started playing. And we recorded in my guest bedroom, just using pretty minimal stuff. And
that's some good quality out
there.
Yeah, real good quality out
there. Anyone knows in a bedroom.
Right.
Cool. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to Twaffle. We're also going to hear from A Moment in Pompeii and their song Burden, and Raina Z and their song Dysmorphia. And then we'll come right back and talk with the guys from Wretched Hive a little bit more. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Don't go anywhere.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Be all black and die. Black and red and red. Bill Postal from Doppler Effect, and you're listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, providing the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer since 2004.
I am not a nerd! I'm
And there it goes. I don't know why it does that, but it's free software and it works, so I'll deal with it.
We're all over here touching the screen, man, and nobody's talking. It's not a touch screen. Yeah, Bob failed to tell us it wasn't a touch screen.
So you're trying to answer by touching. He did say it was a $1,200 machine, so I would assume the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, my little Dell Venue is a touch screen.
We're the dumbest man you ever interviewed.
No.
Technology man, look out. Someone's six screens doesn't get handled.
So I didn't do my second segment intro, but I think we're gonna keep what you guys were just saying.
Wow.
In case you're just tuning in, with me right now is Wretched Hive, and you just heard from them and their song Twaffle, and you also heard A Moment in Pompeii and Burden, and then from Mirrors and Memoirs from Raina Z, you heard Dysmorphia, and they have a CD release coming up pretty directly, but I don't remember the exact day. So go to reignofz.com to find that out and go like now, because I mean pretty directly. I think it might be sold out, but that means they have new music for you guys to purchase. So go check them out. Let's see what else I can throw at Wretched Hive, and maybe I can throw them for a loop.
Let's do it. Won't be hard.
Yeah.
We just touched the screen too.
Let's go with this one. What is one thing that your fans would be surprised to know about you guys?
We have fans. We're more surprised that we have fans than we are that there's. No, I don't know. In my spare time, I actually coach 8-year-old soccer. And I'm sure the parents are wondering what I'm doing in my spare time with their children.
Well, along those lines, I mentioned earlier, I teach at a Catholic elementary, and then I run podcasts with rock and metal bands. So I feel what you're saying.
Two different ends of the spectrum here.
Right.
For like all of us. A lot of people would expect me to be living in a gutter somewhere until the weekend, congealing out of a swamp somewhere to drink at the bar. But I actually have a regular 9-to-5 job and my own house and car and everything, and people would probably be shocked about that.
I also think that you would be surprised to find out that Bob can play a 4/4 beat.
Yeah. Bob can count the four.
I heard three, four.
As a drummer, I mean, you count the four. I mean, you're on top of the world.
Let's see. What is one thing that you love about the local scene, and one thing that you would like to change about it?
Well, I would have to say, you know, we have a great local scene. You know, you got a lot of guys out there doing stuff that's just awesome. You know, charities, whatever you want to. You know, there's so much going on out there. And I would have to say the one thing that probably bothers me the most would be not enough people, you know, bands supporting each other. You know, you have a lot of bands out there, and I know that, you know, the scene might be a little saturated or whatever, maybe more than it used to be. But you see more people playing shows. You don't see enough people at shows. That makes sense. You know, you got guys out there that make a lot of noise about the scene, but don't do anything to support the bands. And, you know, I feel like there should be a lot more support out there than there is.
And bands leave after
that. You
just play and take off.
Yeah, you see a lot of that, you know, going on.
We're trying to change it.
We're
trying to make it a little more lighthearted and come out there and thrash them out.
You gotta support each other, man. That's just it won't last if you don't have that support.
Mm-hmm. Bring everybody back to partying and smiling and shoving each other around and moving quick and
having a good time.
And having a good time.
So bottom line, don't just play shows.
go to shows.
Got it. So this is John the American Hill Jack Lane territory. So he says that part of the reason why you don't see as many people out at shows is because there's so many things that are now available to you in your own home that keep you there. Like Netflix and Hulu and live streaming and he'll tell you the same thing you guys have been saying about yourselves, but he's actually pretty smart.
Yeah. We know him. We've seen the Hellfire Club several times. Mm-hmm. And we know him well, and those guys are awesome. But yeah, I definitely have to agree. You know, like, there's so much that you can do at home now, you know, that it's hard to get people out. Cause you know, back in the day in the 90s and stuff, like, you didn't have nothing to do. You didn't have no YouTube or none of this stuff. You went out and, you know,
that's when the websites were all text.
Mm-hmm. I've been noticing some transplants in the scene too, and they're like real clicky. They chase away people too, but you know, I try to tell people you gotta steer away from that.
Right.
But you know, you'll have it.
Okay, guys, I have two more questions for you, and I'm hoping the last one will be easy for you. This is my classic metal band question. So if I play your music backwards, what am I going to hear?
Awesome.
I mean, I feel like Rich is going to sound exactly the same. Just backwards.
I think it's a lot of reverse vomiting.
Right.
And too much anger.
Too much anger.
Well, that would be
too much. Right? Too much cat.
You'd actually be drinking. What did I do?
I believe I would be spitting the Jaeger back into the bottle as I'm recording. Because I think we polished off a bottle as we recorded.
Yeah, we did.
Right.
So versus
drinking
the bottle of
Jaeger. That's drinking the bottle of Jaeger back.
Back into the bottle.
Okay, last question. Where can my listeners find you guys online? That way we can add to your fan base.
The old Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, and that's what, Wretched Hive 412. Just in case there's other Wretched Hives out there, we are the Pittsburgh version. In Reverb Nation, we got a track up on there for free too. Free song. You probably want a refund after you get that free song. But no, we're gonna post some new songs here soon. We're gonna record some new stuff and get that out. But that's about it for right now.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming on episode 459 with me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Can we mention a Byzantine show coming up?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, we have had the pleasure of opening for Byzantine, which is Metal
on
Blade
Friday,
Records.
June 21st, we're going to be opening up for Byzantine.
Yeah.
And they're Metal Blade Records.
One of the best bands that
nobody
knows of.
Where's that show at?
Black Forge. The new Black Forge.
So Black Forge 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It'll be a banger.
All right, so that was June 21st. I will be on my way to New York then. So this has been episode 459 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And as soon as I get myself pulled back together, I will tell you who's coming up. I do that all the time. I don't have my website pulled up. Okay, so next week we have Feast on the Fallen. Following week we will be talking to Liveberg Studio. If you guys aren't familiar with them, you should Google them. And penciled in for May 10th is the band Sundown. And that's what I have right now. So if you're interested in being on the show, email me at bill@parockshow.com. If you want to check out Three Questions and a Song, go to podcastyourscene.com. And if you're interested in that one, you can email me at bill at buildthescene.com. I messed that up. Buildyourscene.com is a podcast. You can check it out, but if you want to check me out, it's buildthescene.com.
This is Steve from the band After the Fall, and you're listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Save me! taking away.